Last time we started discussing the Gemara on Beis Amud Aleph, going on to Daf Gimel. But the Gemara says that if in Davar Sheva'ev Pachas Mishnayim, so how is one Shliach Nehmat to say B'fanit B'fanin Echta? The Gemara basically answers, Minat Torah, there really is no reason that we have a rov. In fact, not only is it a rov, but it's a super rov. It's such a strong rov that the Miut, Stam Safer Dedani Migmer Gmiri, the overwhelming majority of Sofrim know exactly what the halach is. They know that you're supposed to write Lishma, and they accept the halach of Lishma. Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, what the chashash was. But the rov taka accept the halach of Lishma. So the whole idea that you have to have an edus on the front of the front of the, and that's a chumer de Rabbanan. Rabbanan who the atzruch, but the shumiguna, they make that one shliach is sufficient. And that's what the Gemara said. So we mentioned that there's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, how to understand this chashash mid Rabbanan. Rashi says the chashash is because we're afraid of a real case of shelo lishma, that maybe the Baal found a get ba'ashpa. Someone wrote a get. Yosef ben Shimon wrote a get to his wife Sarah, and then he decided that he didn't want to divorce her, so he threw it out. And the second Yosef ben Shimon in the same city. I mean, the get has to have the cities also the same shem ira. So in the same city, there's another Yosef ben Shimon who found the get, and he said, and he had the thought that he wanted to divorce his wife, so he picks up the get, and he's going to give it to the shliach. So there's a real chashash of shelo lishma, right? There's a real, it's not just the laz ba'alma that the baal's being mosi, but maybe we're really choshish that it might be shelo lishma. But even though we talk about a real chashash, it's only a chashash rochok, so that's why the chachamim said that one shliach is sufficient. But that's the chashash that we're talking about with Rashi. So Fractosis, if that's the chashash, that's not just the chashash to Rabbanan, that get would be pasul min haTorah. Why? Because if it's not Huchzuk Gushna Yosef ben Shimon Be'erachas, we're just adding to the kasha, like we explained yesterday, based on the Mefarshim. If it's not Huchzuk Gushna Yosef ben Shimon Be'erachas, then there's no reason to be choshish b'chlal. That's such a chashash rosh, it's ridiculous. The Chachamim would never be choshish for that. So it must be that it's Huchzuk Gushna Yosef ben Shimon Be'erachas. If that's the case, say Tosfos, then min haTorah they get will be possible. Why? Rabbi Meir holds the Eidei Chasim HaKarasi, so according to him, the get is Zichar Pasim. Because as Tosfos say, Rabbi Meir, who claims Eidei Chasim HaKarasi, assumes it has to be Muchach Mitoch HaChasima, it has to be Muchach Mitoch HaKsav, who the Baal is. We have to know exactly. The Eidei has to be Muchach Mitoch HaKsav to know exactly what's going on. Like he brought an example from the Gemara at the Mishnah at the beginning of the third Perek, that if someone has two wives and they have the same name, so then he can't divorce, according to Rabbi Meir, he won't be able to divorce either wife with that get. He's the same individual, but the wives have the same name. We don't know which wife it is. So from the Gemara, the way Tosfos understands the gears in the Gemara, Rabbi Meir would say that that get is possible, min haTorah, because it's not muchach mitocho, it's not clear which wife he's divorcing. So it's the same thing here. If it's Huchzuk Gushna Yosef ben Shimon Be'erachas, so we don't know who the Yosef ben Shimon on the get really is. We don't know who the Baal is. So Rabbi Meir would say, it's not Muchach Mitocho, the get is possible. It's possible in Gansin. Forget about a chashash, the Rabbanon, it's really possible completely. And Tosfos is, and even Rabbi Elazar, who holds Eidei Mesirah Karasi, so he doesn't require Muchach Mitocho. He still requires that it should be Muchach to the Eidei Mesirah that the Baal made him a Shliach Halacha. But the Baal made this person a shlich, and it's not mucha to the Eidei Mesirah. The shlich is holding the get, but it's not mucha to them. So it's not mucha to them. Why is it not mucha to them? It's not mucha to them that the Baal Shebeget made him into a shlich. Right? He claims that Yosef ben Shimon made him into a shlich. But do we know that it's this Yosef ben Shimon in the get? Even if we believe him that a Yosef ben Shimon made him into a shlich, but we don't know that it's the Yosef ben Shimon in the get. And it's irrelevant that the other guy made him into a shliach. We have to know that the Baal that's kosev in the get made him into a shliach, and that we don't have. The Blazer would say so. Then the Eidei Mesirah can't shafashtar. They can't be mashvi shtar. If it's not muchach lahem that he's a shliach halacha of the Baal shebeget, then the whole thing is not going to work even on a deraisa level. So this is not just a chashash rabbanan. According to Rashi, it's the chapela. So what's the Gemara talking about? It's not a chashash rabbanan. That would be a psul daraisa. So comes the Ri and says, no, the chashash rabbanan is not that we're afraid that it's really shelo lishma, that there are two Yosef and Shimon's biracha. That's not, we're not afraid of that. Ri says the pshat is that we're afraid that the Baal is going to be motzi laz. Right? The Baal is going to be, he'll say that the sofer wrote it kedei le'islamed. The sofer didn't write it lishma. Not that it really is Shalom Lishma. It was written for a different Baal. No, he'll claim, the Baal will claim that the Sofer wrote it for practice, and then he was Machta Maiden. He didn't realize. The Baal will claim, I didn't realize that there's a din of Lishma. Oh, that's just a Chashash Ba'alma Midrabana. That's not a Daraisa. Right? It's not a Daraisa. Why is it not Daraisa? It's not that we're really Choshev that it's Shalom Lishma. The get is Kosher B'Yashem. The get is totally fine. Right, we assume that the Baal, there was a TV Baal, he told the Sofer to write the Get was written in Lishma. The Baal is going to be Motzi Laz. Even at this stage of the Gemara, Tos is assuming that the Baal is going to be Motzi Laz. That's the whole problem. The whole problem is that the Baal is being Motzi Laz. That's a Chashash Derabbanan. That's exactly the case that the Gemara is going. So we mentioned last time, what's the answer for Rashi? What's the answer for Rashi? Why does Rashi, how can Rashi learn the Gemara this way? Wouldn't that be a Psol Daraisa? If it's really Shalom, if there are Shnei Yosef and Shimon Be'er Achas, and the Get was written in a way that it's really Shalom, that there's a Chashash, it's really Shalom Lishma, but it's a Chashash, it's really Shalom Lishma, that in such a case, it's a Psol Daraisa. In a Torah, the whole Get wouldn't be a good Get because it's not Mucham Yitocham. So to that we said that the Rashba answers, maybe Rashi argues with Tosis on this point. Maybe Rashi says that Lefi Rabbi Meir, the Get doesn't have to be Mulchach Mitochah. Despite the fact that Rabbi Meir learns that Eitach HaSimakarasi, he also doesn't have to be Mulchach Mitochah. And we said that maybe the idea is, I quoted from the Rav, that maybe the Machlokas Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Meir, the whole Machlokas is how to understand the Shtar, that Rabbi Meir holds that the Shtar has to be Hatfasas Raya, that you have to give a Raya to the other individual. It has to be a Raya B'Ksav. Right? It has to be a Raya B'Ksav. Well, you know what? Let's leave Rabbi Meir out for a second. Rabbi Lozer holds that there's no sense of Raya B'Ksav in a Shtar. Maybe in Shtari Raya, you have to be Matfis a Raya B'Ksav to the other individual, but not in a Shtar. Can you? Any Shtar that creates a Chalos, Rabbi Lozer says that the way the Shtar works is you have Sipur HaMaisa B'Ksav, and that's given over in front of Eidim Asira. The Eidus is external to the Shtar. The Eidim, even though they're external to the Chefza Shal Shtar, they unite with the Shtar, they combine with the Shtar, and they shaft the Shtar. They make the Shtar into a reality. It's Rebbe Lozer Shita. What does Rebbe Meir hold? Well, so according to Tosis, you can say Rebbe Meir holds that just like a Shtar Raya is a Raya B'Ksav, right? That there's a Das HaMeschayev to create the Raya B'Ksav, and they sign in that. In that chefza, which is a raya b'ksav, it's a piece of paper that can serve as a raya b'ksav. Rebbe Meir holds that a shtar kinyan is the same thing. A shtar kinyan is giving the raya b'ksav to the other individual that creates the kinyan. The shtar raya is when the other individual is holding a raya b'ksav. He's holding an eidus b'ksav that can serve as a raya. So that taka serves as a raya. That's a shtar raya. It has a status of a shtar, and there are special halachas that apply to a shtar. It can be governed from the chasim shibadim. You can't say parati against the shtar. Many, many different halachas that apply to a shtar. Rabbi Meir holds even a shtar kinyan is like that. A shtar kinyan is when you give the raya to the other individual, that creates the kinyan. Just like you can create a kinyan with kesef and chazaka for karka, you can create a kinyan by giving over the raya to the other individual. That's how Tosfos learned. And that's why Tosfos felt Rabbi Meir will hold that it has to be muchach mitocha. Because if it's not muchach mitocha, that can't be a raya. Can't serve as a raya. The ksav is not going to serve as a raya. If you have some external Eidim Masira, who are telling you something, who are telling you what happened, so they're producing the raya, they're providing the raya. But the ksav is not serving as a raya, so that's not going to work. Rabbi Meir would hold it doesn't work, because if you can't have the raya mitoch ksav, then that's not going to serve as a shtar kinyan. Rabbi Meir holds that a shtar kinyan is giving a shtar raya to someone else. The shtar kinyan is giving a shtar raya to someone else. So it has to be a raya b'ksav that you're giving to the other person. If it's not mucha mitocha, then it can't serve as a raya because there's no proof in the text. It says Yosef and Shimon, but we don't know which one. So it can't serve as a raya. If it can't serve as a raya, Rabbi Meir will hold it can't serve as a shtar kinyan either. That's Tosis' version. What does the Rashba hold b'das Rashi? That maybe Rabbi Meir holds that even though Eidich HaSim HaKarsi, but a shtar kinyan doesn't have to be a shtar raya. A shtar kinyan is just an Eidus b'ksav. Rabbi Meir holds that we have to connect the Eidim to the Ksav. Rabbi Lozer says that the Eidim can be external to the Ksav. Rabbi Meir says, no, the Eidim cannot be external to the Ksav. They have to be in the Ksav. Does it have to be Muchach Mitocho? Does it have to be that the Ksav can serve as a Raya? He says, nay, no, it doesn't have to be Muchach Mitocho. It doesn't have to be able to serve as a Raya. As long as it's Eidus b'Ksav, and the Mischayev told the Eidim to sign that Ksav, that's enough. That's enough to serve as a Shtar. So that's why he holds it. It doesn't have to be Muchach Mitocho. because even though it's not enough to serve as a raya, but it still is an Eidus B'Ksav, and if it's an Eidus B'Ksav, Rabbi Meir holds that that's enough to serve as a shtaki. This is what we suggested to try to explain. To try to explain the Machlokes, the Rashi, the Das Rashi, and Tosfos as to whether Rabbi Meir holds that the shtar kinyan has to be mucha mitocho or not mucha mitocho. It's a little bit like the Rav, but as some Talmidim were pointing out, I veered off a little bit from the Rav. It's not quite exactly the same as what the Rav says. I don't want to get involved in the details of that, but if you want to talk to me privately, I'll tell you exactly where the deviation is a little bit. Okay. Tosus added another point, though. Tosus said that even Rabbi Elazar, who holds Eidim Mesira Karsi, even according to him, this get with a Yosef and Shimon on it, in a city which is also Gushna Yosef and Shimon, Minatar, that get would not work. Why? So he says, Rabbi Elazar agrees that despite the fact that you don't need Muchach Mitoch HaKsav, doesn't have to be a Raya B'Ksav. The get doesn't have to be a Raya B'Ksav. No. But nevertheless, it has to be Muchach to the Eidim Mesira that the Baal made him a Shliach Halacha. It has to be Muchach to the Eidim Mesira that he's a Shliach LaHalacha of the Baal. Of the Baal that's written in the get. That's how Tosfos phrased it. What kind of an idea is that? So the Tosfos HaRosh expands a little bit on Tosfos. He adds a little bit. He gets himself into trouble. What does the Tosfos HaRosh say? Afilu le Rabbi Elazar tzorech shiyehe eide mesira v'holeka de'in kan eide shabal aso shliach. Ain kan edus shabala so shliach lu Rabbi Elazar beina shiyeh mochiach leidim mesira haymanayim agamish. Kamol Rabbi Meir beedah chasim. What does the Tosfos HaRosh say? Rabbi Elazar holds that you need edus. The edim mesira have to be able to be made that the Baal made the shliach. The Baal made this person into a shliach. Why? What's the idea? So he says Rabbi Elazar holds that you need mochiach to the edim mesira haymanayim agamish. It has to be mucha to the Eidim Mesira. They have to know who the Baal Shebeget really is. Who is this Baal Shebeget? There's a Baal. It's written in the get. It's divorcing his wife. Who is that Baal? They have to. It has to be clear to them which Baal is doing this Maisa Gerish. So because it has to be clear which Baal in the get, who is the Baal in the get? Which Baal is doing this Maisa Gerish? And therefore, part of that is that it has to be muchach to them that the shliach really is a shliach of the Baal Shebeget. Because if he's not a shliach of the Baal Shebeget, then we don't really know that the Baal Shebeget, the Baal who's written in the get, actually is divorcing his wife. Is he the one who sent this get? To get that information, to understand whether the Baal Shebeget really is the Baal, so we have to know that he made this person into a shliach. That's how the Tosfos HaRosh understands. So he references another concept. In expanding on Tosfos, he references another concept. That it's not just enough that Rabbi Elazar holds that the Eidim Mesira have to know that the Baal made this person into a shliach, but they have to know Behai Minayu Megarshim. He's explaining Tosfos. The pshat, the reason why the Eidim Mesira have to know that the Baal made this person into a shliach is because of this yesod that the Eidim Mesira have to know Behai Minayu Megarshim. Now, what does it mean, Behai Minayu Megarshim? What do the words mean? It means with which one is he being megarish? With which get is he being megarish? Which get? There's only one get here. It's not. There aren't two get. So what's he referring to? So that's the Gemara that he quotes. He quotes a Gemara on that pevav on the base. The lekamon beperek basra ahach masnis and the shnayim sheshalchu shnei gitin nosin shtein lazu mukila begemara the loka rebelaza the holoyadi eidim mesir b'haymanay megarish. Gemara later on. Which Gemara later on? The Mishnah. Mishnah later on in that Pevav Amidbeis. Mishnah says like this. Shnayim sheshalchu shnegitin shavim v'nesarvam. Nosin shneim lazu shneim lazu. Two people. Two Yosef and Shimons. Send two gitin. Each one sends their own get with the same shliach. And they get mixed up. So what do you do? So the Mishnah says, give them both. Meaning, you should give, it's one shliach. He was made a shliach by both of the Bailim. Right? So give both gittin to one woman, and then give both gittin to the second woman. So you know for sure that each one got their get. That's what the Mishnah suggests. That give both gittin to both women. Because Gemara asks, man tana, who's the tana of the Mishnah? So Amar Reb Yirmiya, the lo kor b'loza. The Yir b'loza came and amar the Mesir Karsi, holo yadu b'haim anayu kamagasha. Reb Yirmiya says, who's the tana of the Mishnah? It must not be Yir b'loza. It must be Rabbi Meir. It must be Rabbi Meir. It's not Rabbi Lazar. Why? Because according to Rabbi Lazar, the Edom Mesira don't know Bahem and Amigash. They don't know who's divorcing whom. Or they don't know with which get the woman is being divorced. You gave both getting to each woman. You don't know which get is working for each one. So just parenthetically, Menashe pointed out and say there, sounds a little bit that according to Rabbi Meir, doesn't have to be muchach mitocha, because it's not muchach mitocha in the git. We don't know which one it is. Interesting. But that is a kasha that the Rishonim address. There's an answer. You can look at Tosis at the beginning of the third paragraph. He addresses this question. But it's something that you should pick up on in the Gemara. Right? That at first glance, it sounds like, even though it's not muchach mitocha, which baal owns which get, which baal sent which get, it's still okay. So the Rishonim who hold that Rabbi Meir requires muchach mitocha, they explain how it's muchach mitocha. You have to add a little bit. You got to add grandfathers. There's an answer to this. You have to add something to the point that the Eid Chasima, no, that it is muchach mitocha chasima. Somehow the Eid Mesira don't know. The Eid Mesira don't know the grandfathers. So for them, it's not muchach. But it is muchach mitocho, so according to Rabbi Meir, it's not a problem. So that's what Rabbi Yirmiyah says. It's against Rabbi Lazar, because Rabbi Lazar would say that the Eidim Mesirah have to know b'chaim and I'm a gasha. Abai responds, no, afilu tema Rabbi Lazar, ema deboi Rabbi Lazar ksiv l'shma, nesina l'shma mi boi. Abai says, what are you talking about? Even Rabbi Lazar would say that it's kasha. Rabbi Lazar requires ksiv l'shma. But does he require Nesina Lishma? Meaning that you know which get is divorcing which woman? Nesina Lishma? Is it Nesina Lishem Disgerishin? The Belazar doesn't require that. He requires only Ksiva Lishma. Comes the Tosa Rush, and he says, well, we'll look at the Rabbi Yirmiya. Beginning of the Gemara assumes that it's the Lokar of Belazar because Rabbi Belazar requires that the Edom Mesira know b'chaim and I'm a garsha, and here they don't know which get is working for which woman. So don't you see, Rabbi Lazar requires muchach le'edom mesira b'chaim and I'm a garsha. So he says that's mamish what it is. Rabbi Meir requires muchach mitoch haksav. Rabbi Lazar doesn't require muchach mitoch haksav, but like Rabbi Meir is muchach mitoch haksav, Rabbi Lazar also requires muchach. To the Eidim Mesira b'chaim and I'm a garsha. And because of that, he says there's going to be a problem if the Eidim Mesira don't know that the Baal made this person into a shliach. V'aval pi she'ashliach omer b'ayla shozu asani shliach, kevin de'en kan edus she'habal asa o shliach, en kan hochocha le'Eidim Mesira. There's no hochocha to the Eidim Mesira, so therefore it's not going to work. So therefore it's not going to work. What's the Tosa Rush saying? What does that mean? Rabbi Lazar requires it has to be muchach to the Eidim Mesira b'chaim and I'm a garsha. Why does that have to be muchach? It has to be muchach to them which get is being used. It has to be muchach to them that the shliach is a shliach of the Baal. Why? Why does that have to be muchach to them? Rabbi Lazar holds that a shtar kenyan is what is Sipra HaMaisa that's given over in front of Eidim Mesira. You have a Sipra HaMaisa in the get. Right? There's a Sipra HaMaisa in the shtar. Now it's given over in front of the Eidim Mesira. You got your shtar. What could be the problem? Why does that be muchach to them, dafka, that the Baal Shebeget made him into a shliach? Why does that be muchach to them, which get is working for this woman? Why does it have to be mochak to them? So lechoro, what the Tosafot Rosh is saying, is that the only way that the Edom Mesira can serve as Edom on this shtar, the only way they can shaf the shtar, serve as Edom on the shtar, is if it's an Edus borer to them. If they're not testifying about something that's borer to them, if it's not clear, if the Edus is not an Edus brura, that's not called Edus. That's not called Edus. Everyone agrees that a shtar needs Edom. But Belazar just told us that the Edom don't have to be actually on the Chefza Shogeh. But a shtar needs Edom. So if it's not Mughal to the Edom Asira, which get is being used for which Maaseh Gerushin? If it's not Mughal to the Edom Asira that the Baal was written in the get, made this person into a Shliach, then they don't have an Edos Brura over here. That's not called Sipra HaMaisa being given over in front of Edom. It's Sipra HaMaisa being given over in front of two people, but they're not Edom. They can't be called Edom unless the Edos is an Edos Brura. That's what the Tosa Rosh is assuming. Right, and that's why he puts the two together. It's the Zel Bazach. It's the same point. If they don't know which get is being used for the Maaseh Gerushin, that's not an Edus. If they don't know that the Shliach Halacha of this Baal, that's not an Edus. They're testifying about what? That there was a Maaseh Gerushin. But it's only a Maaseh Gerushin if the Baal did the Maaseh Nesina, or his Shliach did the Maaseh Nesina. So if they don't know that he was a Shliach of the Baal, that's not an Edus. If it's not an Edus, then you're missing the Ikar of the Shtar. The shtar needs Edom. Okay, Rav Elazar holds it. Doesn't need Edom chasumim al shtar. The Edom don't have to be mitzurif to the chefza shel shtar, but you need Edom on the Sipra Maisa, right? You need Edom on the Nesina, on the Mesira of the Sipra Maisa to the other individual. And if it's not an Edus Brua, then you're missing the Iker of shtar. So that's why it's not going to work. Woody?
This is only the fear of Yirmiya. Where's the divide?
Factor Kiveger.
Right.
What's it Tosa Rosh saying b'chlal? It's just stamakash. What's it? Tosa Rosh is being a raya from the beginning of the Gemara. Abaya is the maskon. It sounds like Abaya, the Gemara really sides more with Abaya, because that's the final word of the Gemara. You could say, okay, it's two amaran, it's machlokas amaran, but if that's the maskon of the Gemara, it would seem as though that really is the final word. Kivega asks, what's the Tosa Rosh being a raya from the first part of the Gemara? What's the Tosa Rosh being a raya from the first part of the Gemara? That's taka apella. It's really apella. He's being arrived from the first part of the Gemara that Rabbi Lozer holds that it has to be mucha to the Edom Mesira b'chaim anayim agasha. That's Rabbi Yirmiya. That's not how the Gemara concludes. The Gemara concludes that nesin lishma lo boy. Rabbi Lozer doesn't require nesin lishma. He requires Edom on the Mesira saksav. But you don't need lishma and the nesina. They don't have to know. The Edom Mesira don't have to know which Maaseh Gerushin is working for which woman. It's really a pella that the Tosfos Rosh puts the two of them together. Right? He expands on Tosfos. He says, really, the basis of Tosfos that the Edom Mesira have to know that the Baal made this person into a shliach. It's the same as the Gemara Daf Peivav. The Gemara Daf Peivav says, Rabbi Elazar holds, you need an Asin Lishma, that the Edom Mesira have to know b'haymanayo magarshin. Factor Kiva Eger, that's not the maskan of the Gemara. So why is he connecting what Tosa says over here, right? What we're saying in our sugya to the Gemara and Peivav? The maskan of the Gemara and Peivav is that you don't have to know b'haym anayim magarshin. We don't need Nesin Lishma l'fi Rabbi Elazar. That's not makasha. There's no, I don't have an answer to that kasha. Kiva Eger belied the Sarachiyim against the Tosa Rosh. But he asks another kash. Once you say that, so now we mamash have a kash. A kash against Tosfos. Right, we're here to understand Rashi and Tosfos. That's our main focus. We can understand other Rishonim too, but we have to understand Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos made a statement. The Tosfos Rosh explained or tried to explain Tosfos' statement based on a Gemara later on. But if you're going to say that the Gemara later on is talking about a raya to Tosfos, and now what you really have to explain is what's the chiluk between the Gemara later on and what Tosfos is saying over here. Right. Tosfos says what? Rabbi Lazar admits that it has to be mucha to the Edom Mesira. They have to know that the Baal made this person into a shliach. That's what Tosfos holds. The maskana of the Gemara later on of that Peivav is what? Rabbi Lazar does not require an Nesin Lishma. It doesn't have to be mucha to the Edom Mesira b'chaim anayim magarshin. That you don't need. So Mashna, what's the difference? Right? If Rabbi Elazar holds you need a muchach to the Edom Mesira, so why do you only need muchach? Right? Why must it be muchach to the Edom Mesira that this person became a shliach? But it doesn't have to be muchach to them which Maaseh Gerushin is divorcing which woman. That's the kasha. The Tosa Rosh thought that from that Gemara later on, that's a raya to what we're saying over here. He put them together, but it's a pella because that's only at the beginning of the Gemara, the Havamina, not the Maskana. But if it's not the Maskana, it turns out there's actually a chiluf between what we're saying over here and what we're saying over there. That even if you say Lefi Rabbi Elazar, according to Tosfos, that it has to be mucha to the Eidim Asira that this person became the Shliach, it still doesn't have to be mucha to the Eidim Asira which get is doing which Maisa Gerishin. The question is why? The question is why? Naftali Trupp, in the Shiur Magitin, and I saw this also, the Stipler quotes this B'Shem Reb Chaim. This is a Stipler. I don't have the simon, but the Stipler quotes it B'Shem Reb Chaim as well. That there's actually a very important chiluk between these two gemaras. What do the Eidim Asira really have to testify about? What are they testifying? What's the ikkar of their Eidus? The Belozer holds that the Eidim Asira Karsi, the Eidus doesn't have to be actually on the Chefta Shel Shtar. It's just Mitzuruf to the Shtar. You're giving over the Sipra HaMaisa, the description of what is happening. You're giving that over in front of the Eidim, and that's enough to create a Shtar. What are they testifying about? What are they really testifying about? What are they testifying about? So you could say that they're testifying about the Mesiras HaShtar. That's what you could say. But that's not really what the Shtar says. What does the Shtar say? The Shtar says what's happening. Right? The Shtar describes what's going on. It describes a Mekach U'Memker. It describes a Kiddushin. It describes a Gerishin. So what is the Shtar really describing? Das HaMeschayev. The Shtar is describing that the Meschayev, that the person who writes the Shtar, is Meschayev to the other person. Meschayev to do something. To give his karka, to be Mekadish a woman, to be Megarish a woman. He's describing what he's doing, and he wants the Eidim to testify about that. That's really what the Eidim are testifying about. And if you think about it, if that's what they're testifying about, then there's a very big difference between the Sugi later on and the Sugi here. What's the Sugi later on? Sugi later on is that two Bailim, two husbands, gave two gittin to one Shliach to divorce their wives. Do they both have a Das HaMeschayev to divorce their wives? Of course. They wrote the get. They wrote the gittin. There's a tzivu abal on each one of the gittin. They gave it to the shliach. So there's full das to divorce the wife. So does it really matter if we know which maisa gerushin, which nesina is divorcing which wife? It doesn't really matter. The Eidim Asira can be made on the das of each and every baal that they want to divorce their wife. That much they can be made as long as this person is their shliach. So that's why there, Rebbe Elazar will say that it doesn't matter that they don't know which get is divorcing which. If there's Das HaMeschayev, then there's Eidim Asira. Then there's a Shtar, and everything works fine. What's the problem over here? Here, we're not talking about two different getting. We're talking about one get. And we don't even know if the Baal who's written in the get actually is the one who's divorcing the wife. We don't know if he made him into a Shliach. Comes Tosfos and says, Rebbe Elazar will claim that you definitely need... Right? You definitely need the Eidim Asira to know that this individual is a Shliach Halacha of the Baal, because if you don't know that he's a Shliach Halacha, you don't know that there's Das HaMeschayev in this get. You don't really know that the Baal wanted to divorce his wife. The guy who gave this get to the Shliach might not be the real Baal. So there's no Raya. If it's not Mucha, then you're missing the Ikar of the Eidus in the Shtar. There you know that there's a Meschayev. There, you know, on Daf Pevov, we know that each Baal wants to divorce his wife. You just don't know which get is divorcing whom. But it doesn't matter. If you know that there's a Meschayev, then the Eidim Asira have what to testify about. But here, we don't even know that there's a Meschayev to begin with. We don't even know if he's the real Baal. It could be someone that the person who's written in the get doesn't even want to divorce his wife anymore. So that's why Tosfos says that it has to be Mucha to the Eidim Asira that the Baal made this person into a Shliach. Right? If we don't know that the Baal Shebeget, not the Baal, that the Baal Shebeget made this person into a Shliach. If it's Hochzegu Shneyoze ben Shimon ve'ir Achas, then we don't know that the Baal who's written in the get made him into a Shliach. If we don't know that the Baal in the get made this person into a Shliach, you're missing in the Ikar Eidus of the Shtar, and that's why the Eidim Asira are not going to be Karsi, they're not going to be able to Shav the Shtar. So that could be the Chiluk between the two Gemaras, between the Mishnah over there and the comment of Tosfos over here, at least according to Tosfos, right? Tosfos Rosh puts the two of them together, but at least Tosfos, we can understand the chiluk between the two different Eidios. What has to be mucha to the Eidim Asira, and what doesn't have to be mucha to the Eidim Asira? Yes?
Is there a difference So we're contrasting the Sugan Peivav with Arsagid. What we're referring to in Arsagid, the case is that there's two people with the same name and their wives with the same name. Are we talking about the case where they put their grandfather's names in the shtar or they don't?
So putting the grandfather's names in the shtar, if the Eidim Asira know the grandfathers, then it is Muchach. So that teretz of Tosis in the beginning of the third parak, that according to Rabbi Meir, we're talking about that the grandfathers are there, it must be that the grandfathers are there. So the people in the know, people who know the grandfathers, it would be Muchach, Mitoch the Chasima, Mitoch the Ksav, who's divorcing whom. But if the Eidim Asira don't know the grandfathers, then it's not Muchach to them. So they still can't testify properly. Okay, so it's an interesting case where it could be Muchach Mitoch HaKsav because the information is there. But if you need the Eidim Asira to know that information and they don't know it, then it's not Muchach to them, so it's not going to help you. Yeah.
It seems that when the Tosos Rosh is saying the din, he's saying it more in a quality way, that it's a general din by shtaros. But here in Gemara, when we're discussing our case, it seems to be that the Rabbanim were only sarachet by gittin. Is that a problem?
No, because the kasha that Tosos has on Rashi is a fundamental question. He's saying, how can Rashi interpret the Chumra the Rabbanim to be talking about a case where there are Shnei Yosef and Shimon Be'ir Achas, and maybe there's a real Chashash Shalom Lishma? If that's the case, that's not just a Psul Rabbanim, that's a Psul Daraisa. That's his Kasha. And then he explains, how is it a Psul Daraisa? So he's telling you, this case would be a fundamental problem, not just a Gittin problem.
So
the Raisa meaning Lefi Rabbi Elazar, it would be Pasul Min HaTorah because it's not Muchach. Lefi Rabbi Meir, it's not Muchach Mitocho. So according to both of them, it would be a Psul Daraisa. So that Psul would apply not just to Gittin, it would apply to Shar Shtaris as well, if you hold Eidim Asira Karisi by Shar Shtaris. Because that's a fundamental Psul. The Gemara itself is talking about a Psul Darabonim, but the Kasha Tosus has against Rashi is that couldn't be the Pshat, because if that would be the Pshat, it's not just a Psul Darabonim, it's a Psul Daraisa. Medina, right? You follow what I'm saying? Okay. Okay, this concludes the Tosfos. Let's move on to the final segment of the Sukkah. Okay, so we're getting there. We're getting there. What does the Gemara say again? That the whole need for the Shvilat to say Befonai is only Midrabbanan and HaTorah, Rol B'kiyin Hain, and Stam Safrik Dan Mikvad Miri, it's just the Miyuta the Miyuta. So, in fact, the Gemara, hi kulahu? Chumrahu. That's a kula? This is not a kula, this is a chumrah. Meaning to say that one shliach is enough, you think that makes it easier, but actually you're going to make it more difficult. Hi kulahu chumrahu, di mitzrachas le trei, lo asibal ma'ara pasale. Bechad asibal ma'ara pasale. Gemara says, this is not a kula for the woman, this is going to be a chumrah. Because if you'd require two, so then a Baal would send two shluchim, right? He'd need two shluchim. He'd need two Aiden. Okay, so it might be a little bit more difficult now, but it'll be easier for her later. The problem is that if you only require one, so then if the Baal's ma'arer, careful, if the Baal's ma'arer and he's motzi laz, right here we're definitely talking laz. Even Lefi Rashi before, that the original chashash was because of a real chashash shelo lishma. But here we're saying that later, after the shliach, right, the chashash of shelo lishma requires us to be mesaken that the shliach should say b'fanei u'b'fanei after. But now we're going on the next stage. Now the shliach has said b'fanei. But if we would have required two, then if the baal came after the amira b'fanei u'b'fanei after, his statement would be meaningless. But if we only require one, so then the baal can come after the statement of b'fanei u'b'fanei after, and he can passel the get. He can passel the get. Says out the Gemara, no, that's not a problem. Because Kevad Amar b'fnei kama nosnolor Rabbi Yochanan v'Rab Chanina chadam b'fnei bez v'chadam b'fnei gimel. You got to give a get in front of a bezdin. This is machlokas amoraim. I shouldn't say in front of a bezdin. In front of people, right? You have to give a get. There's a takana that you have to give the get in front of two or in front of three. We'll talk about it. It's a Gemara later on daf hey. Right? You have to give a get in front of either a bezdin three or in front of two people. Zot the Gemara, may kar medek dayek v'lo osi le'orue nafshe. May kar medek dayek, the shliach is going to be medek dayek v'lo osi, and he won't. It's unclear who the he is. Let's explain simply. And the baal will not be mora nafshe. The baal will not make himself look bad. Right? Ra. The Baal will not make himself look bad. That's the Pasha Pshat. That the Shlich is going to be made the Gdayik. So once the Shlich is made the Gdayik, the Baal thinks he'll look foolish if he complains against the Get. So that's why there's no Chashash. There's no concern. You thought there was a concern that if you only have Chad, if you only have one Shlich, the Baal, Ma'ariv Pasal, the Baal can come and he'll be Ma'ar against the Get and he'll Pasal it. The answer is no. Since the Shlich has to give the Get in front of two, in front of three, not related to Eidah Mesirah Karsi. There's a takana that you have to give it in front of two, in front of three. Mekara made the guy. The Shlich is going to be careful from the beginning. It's very, very careful. So once the Shlich is going to be careful, the Baal is not going to, it's not going to be Ma'ar anymore. So even if he's only one, we're not afraid of the ear. We're not afraid of the ear. Zok Rashi. Zok Rashi. Let's pedal back a little bit. All right, what does Rashi say? The mitzvah has trei lememer lishma asula matzibala ara. But hashtasi asi ma'arer. If you require two, then the Baal can't be ma'ar. But if you only have one shliach, then the Baal can be ma'ar. V'uki chad l'mahadichad. And then we'll have an eid echad ba'akchasha. We'll have the Baal against the shliach. We'll have to throw everything out. So then the get will be puzzle. If we trust the shliach with b'fanai, everything is great. But if we don't have a b'fanai with b'fanai nachtam, then it turns out that the whole get is going to be puzzle. Says up the Gemara, no, kevin d'amamar. Once we have this halacha that the shliach has to say in front of others, in front of two, in front of three, he has to say b'fanai. So meikar medek daig zagrashi hashliach k'shem mekablo miyad habal v'yodea bo sheberotzon megarsha. The shliach is medek daig when he gets the get from the baal, and he knows that he wants to be megarisha. L'chora, what the Rashi means is that the shliach is made the dak. He's very careful about what. What's he saying? According to Rabbi, he's saying b'fanenichta v'lishma u'b'fanenechtam lishma. So he has to be made the dak that it's actually nechta v'nechtam lishma. That's what he really has to be made the dak. A funny loshen. Tana was pointing out and saying it. It's a funny loshen. Kashliach shemekablo miyad habal v'yodea bo sheberatzon megarsha. The shliach is going to be made the dak to know that there's a ratzon habal to be megarish. He's going to be made the dayak on lishma. Right? It's hainuhach. It's one unit. Right? That's really what he means. That the shler is going to be made the dayak. He has to be there for the ksiva lishma and the chasim lishma. If not, he can't testify. He can't say b'fanai. So the shliach knows that the baal wants to divorce the wife, and when he says b'fanai nachtam, he knows of that. It's like lichten dem verta, right? Lying in those words. Is that he knows the Baal wants to divorce his wife, because that's what Ksiva Lishma and Chasim Lishma mean. The Baal told the Sofer to write the get. The Baal told the Eidim to sign the get. The Shlech has to be on hand for that Tzivui. The Lo Yavo V'Ya'ara Od. So then the Baal is not going to come. V'Inami Ora Enonema Devade Dok B'Musa Shapir. 2 points to Rashi. That first of all, we're not afraid the Baal is going to be Ma'ara once we have the Eidim of Shlech. And even if he is Ma'ara, it's meaningless. His error is not going to be accepted, because we assume that the shliach was so medayik that we can't accept what the Baal is saying. It makes no sense. Quite a chiddush, right? The umdana is that the shliach is medayik, so therefore his eidus is going to be acceptable, and we're not even going to listen to the Baal. We're not afraid the Baal is going to come. What's more, Rashi says we're not even going to listen to the Baal. If he does come, his error is completely meaningless. So how is Rashi learning the sugya? The first part, the kasha of the Gemara. Kasha of the Gemara is, hai kula hu chumra hu? Is this really a kula? Is this really a chumra? Because if you require two eidim to say, b'fanei t'fanei nechtam, then the Baal won't be able to pasal. But if you only require one, then the Baal can pasal. What does it mean that the Baal could pasal? Again, this is according to the havamin of the Gemara. The maskana is, the shliach when he made the dayek, the Baal is not going to be mara nafshei. He's not gonna be ma'ar. We're not afraid of that. And lemaisa, even if he comes, he's not gonna be neman. He's not gonna be able to pass. But what's the havamina? There's this thought. There's this havamina that the Baal had the possibility of passeling. Real passeling? You can really passel the get? Do we think the Baal would be able to passel the get? If he says that he didn't make the shliach into a shliach. Or if he says that it wasn't lishma, if the Baal says that it wasn't lishma, Do we really think that he could passel the get like that? Really think he could passel? So according to Rashi, it sounds like it really is a psul. How do I know that? That lefi the havamin of the Gemara, we would think that the Baal really could passel the get. If you only have one shliach, then the Baal will be able to passel the get. And that's why the Gemara says it really is a chumrah. Because if you require two shluchim, two eidim, then the Baal couldn't passel. But if you only have one, then the Baal could passel. How's the Baal passeling? What's the mechanism according to Rashi? Help me now. Give me words from Rashi. What's the mechanism? Anyone? Anyone from the Zoom chevra? Right? Give me words from Rashi that show that it's a real psul, lefi Rashi. Does Rashi say anything? Okay. Yeah? The title? Uki chad lebahad echad. Uki chad lebahad echad. What does that mean? Eid echad bahakhosh. Right? You have one aid being makhish another aid. The Baal is like an aid. Okay, he's a baldover. He's not an aid. But once we give credence to what the Baal is saying, so it's one against one. One against one, we knock it out. It's like it's a zero. So Rashi seems to be learning that when the Gemara says that chad osi Baal ma'ara pasale, that if we only have one shliach, the Baal really could pasal. And to that the Gemara has to answer, no, the shliach is made the dayik, so there's an umdana that the shliach is telling the truth, and we don't accept what the Baal says. But the havamina was that the Baal mamish could pasal. It would be eid echad bakhosha, ukichad lebahad echad, and the shliach's eidus is going to be cancelled. That's how Rashi was learning, that it's a real psul. And in fact, that's how Tosfos learns initially as well. Let's take a look at this Tosfos. Chad osi Baal ma'ara pasale. Yesh lefarish. It's interesting that Tosfos uses that lashon. Tosfos is going to reject this in the end. So it's not a yesh lefarish, it really is yesh mefarshim. There are some who explain this way, but Tosfos doesn't like it. Yesh lefarish de pasale mamish. Maybe Baal ma'ara pasale means he mamish pasals. Afal gav de lo mehemen. Even though the Baal is not nemo. Veleka ela laz ba'alma mifsal. What did he just say? Right? Some say that chad osi Baal ma'ara pasale means the Baal is going to pasal, even though he's not really trusted, he's not believed, even at this stage in the Gemara. Baal's not believed to really pasal again. I got a shliach that says, there was never a havamina to say the Baal is really believed, but he's going to be motzi laz. And the laz is going to pasal the get. What just happened to the get? Right? The Baal's not neman. He's only motzi laz, but the laz is going to pasal. If you tell me the Baal is neman, then I understand how he's pasaling. Toh's not learning like that. He's saying he's not really mehemen. He's only motzi laz, but the havamina was the laz is going to pasal. The laz is enough to pasal. Tosis is saying it's not that the Baal really has a koach to pasal. He can't be makhish the shliach. He doesn't really have a koach to pasal. That's not a koach to pasal. But the laz of the Baal is strong enough that midrabban and ataka will pasal. Pasal for what? What does that mean, it pasals? He'll pasal the get le'inyan zeh, that lechatchila she can't marry with this get. That's all. B'dievet he can't pasal the get. Even, right, the feet tosis doesn't sound like b'dievet the Baal could pasal the get. But laz will be enough that lechatchila will say she shouldn't get married. Will say she can't get married. If she comes to Bezin and says, what's the halacha over here? We'll say, I'm sorry, don't get married. We have to find out. Until we find out that the shliach is telling the truth, you can't get married. Midrabbana. The Baal doesn't really have a koch to pasal, but the laz is enough to pasal. It's interesting. This pshat and tosis is like Rashi, that the Baal is pasaling, but it's not quite the same lumdus as Rashi. Rashi says the Baal is pasaling me'ikra din. Uki chad ba'adichad. Eid echad ba'kosha. Tosis is not saying eid echad ba'kosha. He's saying some kind of a din d'rabbanan, that the laz is going to pasal. Midrabbanan, probably what he means is, le'inyan zed, that shaloti nasi l'chadchila. That she can't be tinasi l'chadchila. That will tell her not to be nisis l'chadchila. But not that it's uki chad l'bahad echad. So I would put Tosfos, the first part of Tosfos, in the camp of Rashi, but v'lav mitameh. It's not the same reasoning. Rashi is much more fundamental than Tosfos. But let's move on. V'im tomar frek tosvis im kain. If the Baal really is pasling according to this stage in the Gemara, so my salka daitach the mahani befanai nichta, kevin dakati ikalaz. The Gemara is saying that befanai nichta v'anetam accomplishes something, right? So the Gemara is just saying you think it's a kula, the reality is it's a chumr. So Tosfos says, so if there's still the potential for laz, so what have you accomplished? Maho ilu chachamim betakanasam. The takana derabanan is that we're trying to prevent something. We're trying to solve a problem. But if there still is the potential for laz, so then how we solve the problem? What's the purpose of this takana derabanan? The takana derabanan is, according to this stage in the Gemara, the takana derabanan never accomplished anything, because the whole point is we want to prevent something from happening, a problem from happening, but we're not preventing anything because there still is the potential for laz. The Tosfos answers via Shlomar, the Salkadaita, the Mahani, the Rov Pa'amim lo yotzi, she yizba shalo yaminu. Umiyu imafik le'mifsel. Says Tosfos, no, the purpose of the Takana Panayatam is to enable the woman to marry, because in most circumstances, the Baal will not be motzi las. So it does accomplish something. If we wouldn't have this Rov, then according to this stage in the Gemara, if the Baal would be Neman with his laws, then there's mamish no purpose to the Takana Derabanan Bichlal. What's it accomplishing? There's still the potential for laws. So what have you accomplished? The answer is we have accomplished, because in most circumstances the Baal would not be motzi laws. So the goal of the Takana is to be marsha the get, right? To be marsha the get, and to create a situation where it's very unlikely that the Baal is going to be motzi laws. Right? Our concern is what? Right, Tosfos again said the concern was that the Baal is going to be motzi las. So therefore we say befana. Right, we have the shliach say befana. Now we're not concerned the Baal is going to be motzi las. So frek the Gemara, it's nice that you're not concerned, but the reality is, if you require two, then there will be no problem bechlal. As opposed to if you only have one, if the Baal now is motzi las, he goes against the rove and he's motzi las, then he's going to create trouble. That's the shock of the time of the Gemara with the Tosfos. This is a complicated comment of Tosfos, but very important. What's Tosfos saying? Right? You just pointed out that even if the Shliach says the Baal could still be motzi laz. And what happens when the Baal is motzi laz? What do? You're makayim the get b'chosmav. So I don't understand. We said in the Mishnah, if you bring a get be'eretz Yisrael, so then yesh lavorim is kind of a chosma. But it sounds like b'fanetam obviates the need for kiyum. That's how we were learning till now. That if you bring a get from Medina Sayam, the shliach says b'fanetam, then there's no need for kiyum. It solves the problem of kiyum. But now you're telling me that even when b'fanetam is said, right? Even what Fonaya said, you might still have a problem if the Baal is motzi laz. And then you'll need kiyum. So what's the Mishnah talking about? So says Tosfos, a strange idea, that you have to say that the last line of the Mishnah goes on the whole Mishnah. Not only on someone who brings a get in Eretz Yisrael, but even on the first line. Do you bring a get from Medina Sayam? You have to say b'fanei d'fanei natan. In most circumstances, there will be no laz. There won't be a problem. But if the Baal Tak is motzi laz, im yesh lav orim, yiskayim v'chosmav, even on such a case. It's a big chiddush. But that's, Tosfos says, you have to learn like that. Because it sounds like, even within, maybe get Medina Sayam, we're still grappling with a case that the Baal could be motzi laz, and you'll have a problem, and you'll need kiyum. So it must be that line of yiskayim v'chosmav must go on the first part of the Mishnah too. Okay. And he says, "Umishani made the daig lo asibala ara vafilu me'ara lo yaminu v'lekalaz klal." Fine. This is the first pshat in Rashi, the first pshat in Tosfos, which dovetails Rashi, but it's not quite the same as Rashi as we described. It's not fundamental uki chala batichad, but rather it's more a laz type of halach. But then Tosfos says, "I don't think it's really true." Umiyu ein niru l'rila farish kain shei posel mishum laz ba'alma kevin the kimlan shu kasha. The get is going to be puzzled because of a laz. We know it's kosher, and the get is going to be puzzled. What does that mean, to be puzzled mamish? He doesn't even entertain Rashi's thought of uki chad abad ichad. He's just working with the Yesh Lafarish, that the psul is mishum laz. He says, real psul mishum laz? It's hard to believe. the old midlo tanan bereisha maybe given dinas yam yeshel of orim etc. Could it kind of seifa doesn't say yeshel of orim is kind of chosma in the reisha. So it sounds like the yeshel of orim is kind of chosma is not going in the reisha. And that second kasha also is a kasha. So Tosus concludes v'nir lefareish who posel lehainu shiaminu lelaz avim yikamakam haget kasha. Says Tosus, I think the pshat is. The Reis says, I think the pshat is that the Baal really doesn't have the potential, he doesn't have the koach to possibly get with his last. It's just a laz ba'alma. Laz ba'alma means what? He's gonna slander the get. He's gonna say something bad about the get. And what's gonna happen? Not that we're gonna tell her that she can't remarry, but people are gonna believe the laz and they're not gonna want to marry her. According to the first pshat in Tosfos, if she came to Bezdin after the Baal's ma'arer, we'll tell her, look, with the laz, you know, this K, it's one against one with the Laz will pass. He'll pass and we'll say, do not marry Lechatchila. Do not marry. You're asking us, do not marry. If she married with the Eved, we wouldn't tell her to leave, but Lechatchila will tell her not to marry. But according to the Reis Pshat, the Baal is not going to pass. If she came to us, we would say, hey, do what you want, you can marry, it's fine. But problem is that we're afraid that the Laz is going to scare people off. To scare people off, that people are not going to want to marry her. That's the kasha of the Gemara. That if you had two, if you required two to say b'fanai, so then you'll solve the whole problem. But if you only require one, then the Baal's going to be ma'ar. He's going to be motzi las, and then people are not going to want to marry her. Not that he really has the potential to pasel. Can't pasel. For the reasons that Tosus described. Or the diukim from the Mishnah and Svara. But yaminu l'las, they'll believe the las. Even though it doesn't have the potential to pass, and they won't want to marry her. So that was the kasha of the Gemara. Why have one? Let's have two. We'll solve the problem. So to that, the Gemara says, no, meikar medek daik. The shliach is so careful that there's an umdana. And we trust the shliach. And once we trust the shliach, no one's going to believe the laws anymore. We're not afraid. First of all, we're not afraid the Baal is going to be ma'ar. And no one's going to believe the laws anyway. So therefore, there's no chashash, there's no problem. And that's why one shliach is enough to say b'fanei b'fanei nechta. Okay? These are the two approaches to the sukkah. We have Rashi in the first pshat in Tosfos that the Havamina is that the Baal's Laz will actually pasel. Two different ways of explaining how the psul is going to work. Then the Re, who says, no, he's not going to actually pasel. He'll just be motzi Laz, and people are going to believe the Laz. They won't want to marry her. But that's our concern. But not that he actually will pasel to get and prevent her from getting married. Okay. Let's go back to Rashi. Let's try to understand Rashi now. So Rashi says, how would the Baal pasel in the Havamina? Uki chad l'bahadicha. Frekta p'nei Yeshua. We find in Shas that whenever there's an emunah is given to an eid echad, so he's dino kishnayim. It's a phrase that Gemara Yevama says, Kol makom she'amina Torah le'ed echad harei kan shnai. Any place that the Torah gave ne'emonis to an eid echad harei kan shnai. Yes, dino kishnai. Kol makom she'amina Torah eid echad harei kan shnai. Now this is an exception to the rule. Normally you need two eidim, right? Mm-hmm. Dine mamas, and in Onshin, Malkus, Misa, right? But there are some cases where the Torah says that one aid is sufficient. Does anyone know where? Give me examples where one aid is sufficient. Like where? Isur. We're not up to Isur. But let's talk about other cases. We're going to get to Isur. Very important. But Misa's Habal. That's not a case of the Torah. That's a din d'rabbanan that we actually trust one aid. It's a chiddush. But the Torah, where does the Torah say that one aid is enough? Excellent. I'm not talking about that. That's not what the case then. But that's an excellent point. I'm glad you brought it up. Yes.
Nida.
That's Isurim one. Okay. How about Sota? did we say that together?
I was like,
okay. Yeah. Good. Okay. Sota. Right. If one aid says that she was Nistara, so she becomes Asura. You don't need two aidim for that. What's another case? Egla Rufa. If one aid says, I saw the horeg, then we're not going to be oref the Egla. right? If the only time that we take the Egla down to the Nachal Esan and we break the neck, right? There's a person found who's dead between two cities, etc., right? At the end of Parsha Shoftim. So that's only if we don't know that there was if we don't know the Horeg. But if you saw the Horeg, if you know who, if one aide says, I saw the Horeg, so then we don't take the Egla down. We're not Orif Yegla. So the rule is that any time that the Torah trusts one aide, he's Dino Kishnaim. He's Dino Kishnaim, Le'inyan said, that if you have one aide saying that she's a Soda, that she was Nistera, and now there's another aide that comes that says she wasn't Nistera. I say she was Nistera at 8 p.m. on January 1st. And the other one says, no, she was with me in the restaurant at 8 p.m. on January 1st. She was not Nistera. Right? He's not believed. The second guy's not believed. The first aide is Dino Kishnaim, and then it's like a two against one. We're not going to listen to the second one. If there's one aide that says that I saw the Horeg, and then another aide comes and says, no, you didn't see the Horeg. Right? That guy was not with you. He was with me. Right? So, it's two against one. We're not going to believe the second guy. Misa Saba. Someone mentioned Misa Saba. That's a Dindarabonin, that Chazal also trusted one aide to say that the Meis Baila. The rule is that if one aide says that Meis Baila, and then one aide comes and says Lo Meis Baila, we trust the first guy, not the second guy. Komakom Shehamina Torah Eid Echad Harekan Shnayim. That's the rule. Correct the Pnei Yeshua. This case, if the Shliach Echad is Neman, the Chachamim believe the Shliach Echad, why is this different than the case of Misa Sabal? You have an Eid Echad that was given Nemanis, so we normally say, Dino Kishmaim. He has Nemanis. It's a Chiddush that he's Neman. But if he is Neman, then he's like two Eidim. There's no difference. Two Eidim, where we need two Eidim, the Torah gives an Nemanis to two people, so they have an Nemanis. If the Torah gives an Nemanis, or if the Chachamim give an Nemanis to one person, he has an Nemanis. So once he has an Nemanis, he's Dino Kishnaim. So if he's Dino Kishnaim, Frek de Pnei Yeshua, how can Rashi say, Uki Chalav Hadichad, that Eid Echad Bakosha Lav Klumhu, the statement of the Baal should be meaningless? Once the Chachamim give an Nemanis to this Shliach, to say, he should be Dino Kishnaim, no different than the Eid Echad by Sota and Aglarufa and Misa Sabal. He should be Dino Kishnaim. Once he's Dino Kishnaim, we shouldn't listen to the other tzad at all. In fact, who says that the Shliach is Dino Kishnaim? That's not the Pnei Yeshua's invention. The Rishonim say this. Who says it? The Ritva says it. The Ritva, right here, Al Asar. Ritva says, Osibam Araposele Perish. Lav lememeshe posel oso dehohem nu rabbonin l'shliach kebetrei. The Ritva says it's not like when we say chadasi ba'am ar posel. What does that mean? A real psul or not a real psul? Zok the Ritva. It can't be a real psul. The Ritva is going like whom? It's not a real psul. Who's he going like? Tosu, right? The Rit, second chat in Tosus. Not a real psul. The Ritva says it has to be like Tosus too. Right? Two outs. Right? The Ritva says it has to be like Tosus too, like the Re, because it can't be like Rashi, right? It can't be Uki Chad Levad Echad because the Chachamim gave an emunah to the Shliach Kebetrei. Chachamim gave an emunah to the Shliach Kebetrei. El Shehuye Isava Sheminu B'Mokum Eid Echad V'Otzi La'ara L'Hotzi Alei Laz. The Baal thinks that they'll believe him. Mitoch liban shel b'nei adam noke v'timna milisa. Oh, the Baal is going to be ma'ar. And he thinks that they're going to believe him. Not because he's really believed. Not because he can be makhish the aid, makhish the shliach. He can't be makhish the shliach. The shliach is kebetrei, Zok the Ritva. The Ritva says that this svara, that the shliach is kebetrei because he got nemonas from the chachamim, that's a reason to say that when the Baal passels, when the Gemara says the Baal's going to passel, it doesn't mean a real psul. It means alas ba'alma. Alas ba'alma that's going to scare people off, that they're not going to want to marry her. Not that he can really passel the get. The kasha is, how does Rashi learn? Right? The Ritva basically asked the Pnei Yeshua's kasha without asking the kasha. He just bavarins the kasha because he assumes the kasha. And because of the kasha, he learns like the other pshat. So the question is, how is Rashi going to learn? That's the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. Yeah.
The Gemara in Daf Tes says, in our Pachos Mishnayim, and we end up saying that the Baal is Naaman, so isn't that also Chazal saying that the Baal is Ketrei? So really, it should be Trey to Trey.
I don't know that the Baal is Ketrei.
Even though we say in our Pachos Mishnayim?
And your Pachas Mishnayim, but the Baal is Neman. Why is the Baal Neman? What makes the Baal Neman? Because he's the Baal Ashtar, right? So he's able to be Ma'arer, but I don't think he's Neman Ketrei. Right? He's Nep, meaning he's enough Neman to... Mm-hmm. What's the Baal Neman to be Ma'ar on, to say? What's he Neman to say? If he says Mezuyuf, Baal says Mezuyuf, so then he can force a keel. Shalom Lushma. And what did he say? Shalom, why is he Neman? Shalom Lushma.
He's one and a half.
Right. He's saying, if ain't Ira Pachas Mishnayim, and now we say that the Ira the Baal, Ira the Baal is Neman, he has the ability to be Ma'arer. That's Lefi the Maskana that I'm going to get to now. Once I answer this Kasha, so then the Kasha is not a Kasha, the test could be Lefi the Maskana that I'm going to say like this. Okay, so we have to get to the Maskana, and then we'll be able to learn that test. So that's the Kasha against Rashi. How can Rashi say that Lefi the Havamiya, the Baal is going to be Ma'ara, he'll pasal, and it'll be ukichad labahadichad. Ukichad labahadichad. Baruch Ber Libowitz in the Birka Shmuel, the first Birka Shmuel in Gittin. So he suggests a very important yisod. And that is that someone mentioned that there's another place that the Torah trusts 1-8. Effi mentioned. Where's that? Yisurim. Is Yisurim the same as Sota? Baruch Ber wants to say, no, it's very different. If the Torah trusts a person, the Torah trusts one aid, the makom that normally you should need two aidim. So then what's the Torah saying? The Torah is saying that that aid echad has a status of shnei aidim. He has a status of eidus. He doesn't only have the monus, he has a status of an eidus. And if he has a status of an eidus, then he's like the shnei aidim amish. It's a place where normally you should need shnei aidim, lamashal, sota, eshesish, ein davar shebe'er pachas mishnayim. Right, to even to talk in these sugyas, we need all the background that we've been discussing. Right? Ain davar shebe'er pachas mishnayim. So how can the Torah be mamin? How can the Torah give them manas to one aid besota? The answer is it's a gzeras hakasev. But what's the gzeras hakasev telling me? That since normally you would need shnei aidim in this context, so now the Torah says the one aid is enough. The aid echad is dino kishnayim. He has the din of aidus. He has the din just like the shnayim that you should have needed. When it comes to ritzicha, so what do you normally need? Shnei Eidim. Now the Torah says that one aid is enough to say that I saw the horeg. This is a Ritzicha type of Shaila. So that Eid Echad has a status of Shnai. Misa Sabal is the same thing. Eishasish. It should have been, you should have needed two Eidim. And now the Chacham said that one aid is enough. Oh, if one aid is enough in the context that you should need two Eidim, so then what you're saying is it's not that the one aid is Neman. No, it's that you're giving the one aid, Nemonis Kishnayim, you're giving him the status of Eidus. He's like, it's like an Eidus, not just a Nemonis. It's like an Eidus, if it's like an Eidus, then he's Dino Kishnayim. It's like two Eidim. But by Yisurim, even though the halacha is that Eid Echad is Nemon B'Yisurim, what does that mean? That doesn't mean that the Eid Echad is Dino Kishnayim, that he has a Din of Eidus, that he has a Din of Eidus. That's just not true. Why? I'll give you an example. You don't need Haggadah b'Bezdin b'Yisurim, but someone has to come into Bezdin to testify that the meat is kosher? You don't need that. Can an Isha testify that the meat is kosher? Yes, even Psulim on them. So the fact that you don't really need any Dina Eidus within this aid, so that seems to imply that what you're really doing is you're not giving the aid b'Yisurim a status of Eidus. What you're really saying is that when it comes to Yisurim, you don't need Eidus. Nemanus is enough. So we're not going to say Dino Kishnayim over there. We're not going to say Dino Kishnayim. We only say Dino Kishnayim if you really should have needed two Eidim. Ain't that a sharp problem with Shnayim? There's no Eidus of Ritzicha less than Shnayim. So now if the Torah says that one Eid is enough, what's it doing? It's not saying that Nemanus of an Eid Echad is sufficient. No, it's saying that the Eid Echad has the status of Eidim. That is the status of Eidus. So it must be that it's Dino Kishnai. It must be a Dino Kishnai. Zakhtar Baruch Ber. What's the Eidus over here? The Chachamim are saying that a Shlich is never to say B'fani Yotav Hani Nechta. What does that mean? He's testifying about Davish of Erva? He's not testifying about Davish of Erva. The Davish of Erva itself is the Maisa Gerishim. The Chachamim are requiring an extra Eidus over here. An extra aid is to identify the get, to talk about the get, to say b'fanenu t'fanenechta. That's what the aid is about. So he wants to suggest the Chachamim never gave a Torah's Eidus to the Shliach. They never gave a Torah's Eidus to the Shliach. They only said that he's Neman. If they only said he's Neman, then we can understand what Rashi is saying, that Ubiachad and Habichad, that there'll be a Hakchash of Chad Keneged Chad. And that's why there was a concern that the Baal is going to be able to be Mevatel, the Nemanus of the Eid Echad, Nemanus of the Shliach. Because the status that the Chachamim gave the Shliach when he says is not a status of Dino Kishnayim. I know what you're thinking, but isn't this Davar Sheva Erva? But he's not talking about Davar Sheva Erva. If he talks about that the Baal dies, you're trying to be Matur and Eshes Ish, that's a Davar Sheva Erva. Sota is a Davar Sheva Erva Mamish. Right? So the Eidus is about someone to Asa Labaila, that's a Davar Sheva Erva. But here, he's not talking about the Meisa Gerishin. He's just saying, that's all he's saying. He's not telling you anything about the Meisa Gerishin. There are two Eidim on the Meisa Gerishin. It's a separate type of Eidus over here. If it's a separate type of Eidus, so then we can understand that he's not Dino Kishnayim, he's only Dino Ke'echad, and that's what Rashi thought, that Ukechad Mahadichad, that the era of the Baal will be Makchish, the Shliach, and it'll cancel his Nemonus, and then the Get is going to be considered. Okay, we'll stop here with the Gemara Shir. We'll continue, hopefully we'll finish this Sugya on Sunday. I just want to add a brief thought from the Parsha.